about this version. I have called this a version of Gilgamesh rather than a translation. I don't read cuneiform and have no knowledge of Akkadian. For the meaning of the text, I have depended on literal translations by 7 scholars. I am particularly indebted to A.R. George's superb, meticulous, monumental 2-volume edition of the original texts, which far excels all previous scholarship. I have also read and profited from the translations of Jean Bontereau, Benjamin R. Foster, Maureen Gallery Kovach, Albert Schott, and Raymond Jacques Tournay and Aaron Schaffer, as well as from the literary, non-scholarly versions of David Ferry and Raoul Schrott. Jean Bontereau's notes helped me in the interpretation of many passages. My method was this. I first read and compared all the translations listed in the bibliography, unraveled the difficult passages to the best of my inexpert ability, and cobbled together a rough prose version. Like many other translators, I have omitted Tablet 12, which most scholars consider as not belonging to the epic. At this stage, I felt rather like a bat, feeling out the contours of the original text by flinging sound waves into the dark. Once my prose version was completed, I began the real work of raising the language to the level of English verse. The line that I use, a loose, non-iambic, non-alliterative tetrameter, is rare in English. The 2 examples I know well are sections of Eliot's 4 quartets and Elizabeth Bishop's wonderful Sestina. I worked hard to keep my rhythms from sounding too regular, and I varied them so that no 2 consecutive lines have the identical rhythm. When possible, I kept fairly close to the literal meaning. When necessary, I was much freer and did not so much translate as adapt. I chose not to reproduce some of the quirks of Akkadian style, which for ancient readers may have been embellishments, but are tedious for us. For example, the word-for-word repetitions of entire passages and the enumerations from 1 to 7 or 12. I filled in the many gaps in the text. I changed images that were unclear. I added lines when the drama of the situation called for elaboration, or when passages ended abruptly and needed transitions. I cut out a number of fragmentary passages, and when the text was garbled, I occasionally changed the order of passages. All these changes are documented in the notes. While I have tried to be faithful to the spirit of the Akkadian text, I have often been as free with the letter of it as Sinleike Unini and his old Babylonian predecessors were with their material. I like to think that they would have approved.